Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.
We need to go straight to the phone for Harmac Holmes because he's basically just walked out of the change rooms at Point Gellibrand, where Geelong have come away with a win in the VFL this afternoon. They've got over the top of Williamstown, 12-11-83 to 10-11-71. Shane O'Bree, good enough to join us. Cheese, Kingy, Benny, Cass, Neildy and Jace Doherty talking to you from the MCG, which I'm guessing you're making your way to now to take a seat in the AFL coach's box.
Yeah, mate. We had a good win, so it's a good drive now back to the MCG.
Absolutely. Got a little bit tighter than you would have hoped. I think you got yourselves out by around four goals and they pulled it back to 4 points. But Charlie Constable with a late goal, with a clutch goal in the end to just give you enough breathing space and come away with another win.
Yeah, it was awesome going to playing because Willie's always a tough one and they've got a lot of mature bodies. So I think it was one of those games that we needed to test ourselves out against a quality opposition like Willie. And the game was a game of momentum swings and we held up a number of times. Our back line ran the siege, mids ran the contest, but it was one of those games where we did take our opportunities and had a good lead at most of the quarters. And to Willie's credit, they kicked the first three goals of the last quarter, and got a bit nervy there, but we held on. And yeah, as you said, Charlie kicked a nice stoppage goal sort of to get a bit of a breather on him, and then we held on.
Cheese, who performed well out of your AFL contingent? I think three of the four emergencies played. You obviously got to hold one over as a medi sub, and we've seen Quinton Narkle out there, so I suspect Fort, Guthrie and Evans all played VFL. And how did they perform and the others of the AFL contingent?
No, they all played. They all went really well. Zach Guthrie down back really held up. Like I said, was on the siege as a defender. France Evans got in a few goals with Dana's up forward, and Forty had a good battle against Downey, who's off GWS list. He's back playing with Willie at the moment. It was a really good battle for him today. Probably the ones that stood out today were the guys that probably have been going well, but they really took hold of the game were Ben Jarvis up forward. He had a lot of marks, kicked some goals, was really dangerous, and probably stepping off and more around the midfield. He's really progressing well in that area, and I was pleased for both those boys to dominate the way they did.
Shane, how have you found coaching the group this year? Obviously, it's had its challenges. Are you enjoying the challenge of getting that group to sort of perform under all sorts of different scenarios?
I love the role that I'm in. It's always a challenge, but it's just great to see but we've got a VFL squad where they sort of come in to help our AFL boys, and we're lucky enough this year we've got a lot of maturity there and we've kept it pretty balanced and similar blokes playing each week, and the chemistry within the group just keeps on building and building, and it showed today when we did get challenged that the chemistry's there and they're enjoying playing for each other and reaping the awards. It's always a challenge with the AFL boys not getting a game, out of contract, older, young, positions, injuries, coming back from injuries, but we had a lot of guys come back from injury today and they really played well in Nathan Kruger and Jordan Clark and Sam Simpson.
For Harmac Holmes, speaking with Geelong VFL coach Shane O'Bree, he's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Good afternoon, Shane. Well done on today's win.
Thanks, Neildy.
Mate, we do know that the job you have is a really difficult job within the AFL circles. We've heard a number of times this year Chris talk about if you're on the Geelong Footy Club list and you're a young fella, the chances are you might have to spend a little bit longer applying your trade, learning your craft in the VFL than you do at some of the other clubs just because of the list profile of the senior team and things such as that. What are some specific things that you do in your role to help the players with that? Because Geelong's not a team or a club where a young fella can, you know, bob up for a couple of weeks, get a whole lot of disposals and he's instantly rushed into the AFL way. That's not the Geelong way.
No, it is. That's probably the biggest challenge with young guys. They come to our club, they see guys who draft the same year as them might have played 10, 15, 20 games by now as a first and second year player. And they do get down on that, but the biggest thing that we say to them is just compare yourself to who you are. Don't worry about other people and just keep playing your role within the VFL system. Keep improving in your craft. And the biggest thing I find with a lot of our young players, when you look at probably a Jack Henry, bigger Sava, and even Quinton Narkle to a degree, now that they're playing AFL, they look like AFL players and they stay in the team, they're not in and out. Like that's the biggest trap I find with young players, and they come in and out. They do that for 2-3 years and then you lose them a bit. So those guys are made to work for it. It can challenge them, but we do a really good job supporting the players and understanding where they're at as well.
Mate, thanks for that insight. That's terrific. Just one more from me. You did touch on Jack Henry. Now, the evolution of Jack Henry, firstly into from a VFL to an AFL player, and then a really solid defender. And at his height, I think he's around that 192 centimetre height. Clearly, you guys on the coaching group have a lot of confidence in his ability. He's now playing on what we would say, your giant forwards. It would appear as though, Chris and the rest of you guys have absolutely no hesitation to play him on the forwards that are 196, 198, even the 200 centimetres. So he's giving away height, he's giving away weight. Is that an example of what you were just talking about?
Yeah, it's spot on there. It's a natural progression with those players. And we've been lucky enough to have some guys like Harry Taylor in our back line that can teach these players like Jack Henry to play on key position players. And when Harry leaves, you hope Jack takes over, and he has done that. And then you got Lockie Henderson, and then he's improving as well as an older player. But they're doing a lot of work with Sam DeConning, Nathan Kruger. So when their time comes to get their spot in the AFL team, you hope they just do a good job as what the senior players are doing.
Geez, we just got the little box score that we get sent from your VFL operations boss, Nathan Tweddle, and it says Cam Tahini suffered a hamstring injury. He's had some injury issues this year. Is it significant, or does that need to be scanned?
That'll be scanned, but it didn't look good. It was wires running fast, so that's, they're never a good one. So, and he's had back-to-back hammy, so it's a challenge for Cam at the moment because he has got a lot of talent. We just can't get the games in him at the moment. His body keeps on letting him down.
Now, Shane, we like to go off topic a little bit on K-Rock every now and then.
My grass is great.
The grass is good, which is for, it should be just natural. You don't need to water it at this time of year, so it should be absolutely fantastic. The first question is, how much is Shane O'Bree worth in Collingwood Monopoly?
That's a good question. I should be worth more than what I am. But
do you know what you're worth?
At least same as like Park Lane or something like that, surely.
And is it true that your son buys you every time he lands on it, regardless of how much cash he has?
No, he pays overs for it too, as he should have been, my son.
The other question too is, you haven't been contacted by Sydney this week, have you? Because I think that you were involved in the tackle. In fact, you may have just been the first bloke to tackle and ended the career of Jack Watts before it really even started.
Ooh.
With Jamara Ugle-Hagan. I know you don't want to say that too quickly because I'll do myself a mischief, but I think I got it out right. But they're talking about him getting tackled and all this sort of stuff, bringing up the nightmares of Jack Watts. Have Sydney ever contacted you just to ask you how you should apply that tackle to a first gamer?
No, well, funny thing is, Ben, that was my only stat for the game, so I did a good job. So, but
did you get a free? You got a free, I think.
No, I don't reckon I did. They felt sorry for him because he was a bit young in the first game. So, no, we got him, though. We planned to get him. We got him. But no contact from Sydney as yet.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they keep that blower on, and because I'm sure that someone will contact you.
Jeez.
I might have to call them to remind them.
Before Benny goes too off topic, we'll let you go. Well done on the win. Another victory. Do you know what you've got next week? The VFL fixture's all over the place. You're back to 14 games. I think you've now played 9, so I think you've got 5 left. Is that right?
Yeah, I think we've got 5 left, and we've got Coburg at their new facility. So looking forward to that. 2 trips away against standalone teams, which is going to be a challenge again for us next week, which is great.
Fantastic. Cheese, great work. Well done on the win this afternoon. Really appreciate you taking some time to join us for Harmac Homes, and good luck in the AFL this afternoon.
Thanks a lot, boys. Catch you later.
Good work, Shane.
Thanks, Cheese.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.